In a constitutional democracy, what can you do that's more powerful than voting? This is such a provocative idea from ethical investment expert Stuart Barry. He's been in the global financial business markets for 27 years, moved to Hobart and had a bit of a sea change, I suppose. Hi, Stuart.
Good morning, Rick.
I was trying to come up with some witty kind of money change, sea change pun, but I'll let someone at home do it, 0438922936. What happened when you moved to Hobart? And what kind of money markets had you been operating in?
Well, I just was working in Australian and global international investment markets for 25-odd years and was just out there, like everyone else, managing money in those days, just putting profit above planet and people.
And the rule was, right, your job is to make as much money as you can. Like we say, companies just got to make money for the shareholder, but then you're good on the weekends. You'd recycle at home. Is that right?
Yeah, I was just the weird greenie in the office of Bugs, a group of ultra-right-wing capitalists. So values on the weekend and doing my job during the week.
What's wrong with the idea that money is sort of public and impersonal and values are private and personal?
Well, it's just crazy. We somehow think this the notion of the economy and profits and companies is somehow disconnected from our real lives, our planet and our society, and that we maximise one and try and then do good on the weekend to minimise the harm that's caused from what we're doing during the week.
Now, a lot of us won't have savings as such or a nest egg, though some will if you've inherited money or maybe you've done really well, but we all, most of us, have super.
Correct.
How can we check that it's in an ethical place, because often they're in funds that are in funds that are in funds.
Oh, that's so true. And that's what the industry loves us all to think, that it's all very difficult and tricky, and therefore we can't tell you what we're doing with your money. Just trust us and we'll let you know at the end of the year how we went. But actually, over the last decade, there's been an incredible rise in not-for-profits who are actually looking underneath the bonnet through all the complexity and actually spoon-feeding good consumers who'd like to know what their super's doing with exactly what their super's up to. It's a really exciting time.
At 6:15, we're talking about where your money is and how where you put it might be more powerful than voting. Stuart, why do you think that's the case?
Well, actually, money makes the world go round, Rick. And one thing in the age of big data, that corporations are very, very interested in what we're doing and react very quickly when we start making different choices. They see it and they get scared. And with our money, our bank and our super funds, they're used to us. You know, your little lady from the Commonwealth Bank of Australia used to come to the primary school, I remember as a child, and collect our coins and put it in the passbook. They didn't do that because it was profitable to take primary school children's money. They did it because they knew once we had an account with their bank, it was very unlikely that we would change. Mm. So now as consumers, if we even threaten to change and engage with our super fund or our bank, they hear us loud, they get very scared and they react. And it doesn't take a very large percentage of us to do that to create really good change.
And some research is out saying 86% of consumers think finance companies should act ethically, 75% are prepared to move. But do we actually move? Because ethical funds are growing. They've nearly doubled to $1.5 trillion. So it's all sounding good. If I move my money, what's that going to cost me?
Good question. so I guess first point before I answer the cost is that when you move bank or super fund, you do it noisily. So you ask them the question, highlight that you're concerned about a particular activity they're doing, engage with them by email. It's only simple, 2-3 emails, and then tell them that you're leaving. It's very important if you've made that decision that you don't leave quietly. Tell them, I'm leaving because you are funding this coal mine or whatever you've got a problem with. Nowadays, to change banks is quite straightforward. There's a pain in that where we have a regular debit coming from our account for a particular reason. You've got to tidy those up. I say to people, what you do is you open your new bank account first, gradually tidy up those three or four payments that you might have that are regular. Once you're certain that they're all done, then close your other account. So it's, you can make it painless as possible.
What about super? Do they charge you exit fees? Are they allowed to?
Very, very few funds charge exit fees, and where the fees is there, typically in the order of $50 or $60. But the big thing to be aware of when you change super funds is to be careful about losing any insurance arrangements you have, or make sure that the new fund you've chosen has similar insurance arrangements so you don't suddenly end up without life insurance or something like that if you need it.
It's 17 to 6. Stuart Barry is a Hobart-based ethical finance expert and financial advisor. And I know you can leave a tiny amount of money in a fund to keep your all those life insurances and stuff alive as well, which is another way you might be able to ameliorate that. We're, of course, not giving any financial advice here, and any decisions you should make with your own financial advisor. If I'd put $50 in, or, you know, let's whatever, into ethical, I don't know, 5 years ago, how... Compare the pair, Stuart. Would that be going against an industry fund or a private fund?
Good question, Rick, because the performance is important for us all. The wonderful news is that the ethical investments as a group have significantly outperformed mainstream super. And there's been an independent study done annually for the last 19 years in a row. And the recent study is boringly the same as every other one. Out of three different types of investments, Australian shares, international shares, and some sort of balance type fund, over 3, 5, and 10 year time frames for all those three investment types, the average ethical or responsible fund outperformed the average mainstream fund significantly so. And that's been the case pretty much every year for the past 19 years when you look at those studies.
And you'd think that's logical because the green energy future is where Europe's going. Eventually America will get there, goodness, and Australia will crawl along at some point. But even without any sort of positive government policies, that industry has still exploded in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Look, ultimately, doing the right thing by people on the planet is profitable and should be, because you get staff retention, you get your customers attached to your brand and more passionate about it, and ultimately then you can avoid the accidents that happen inside your company where you get caught doing the wrong thing and destroy your brand by using child labour somewhere or whatever it may be. So as a medium-term game and a long-term game, investing in good companies with a view to the future and avoiding adding to the problems of society and the planet has got to be more profitable. It just makes sense in my mind.
Do you sleep better at night now you're not in those international soulless money markets?
Oh, this was such a fortuitous joy to me to come to Tasmania and discover that you can actually do both. And that was my sliding doors moment. And I love working in that place where you can actually be ticking both those boxes at once and dealing with people, particularly 12 years ago, who were pioneers about willing to put their money in line to back this crazy thing called ethical investments because they care deeply about society and the planet, and dealing with those people is just wonderful.
You mean you can be really rich and nice and not have to deal with those alpha dudes who are so repulsive? Or are people just repulsive and are they kind of alpha smug? Is that what you get to be?
Well, that's the nice thing in being in the ethical space. So it's a pretty good filter with a lot of those alpha type, you know, overconfident type people. Yeah. They just don't turn up. I don't want to know about them, to be honest.
Oh, how lovely. I just keep telling my son, you know, you can grow up and not have to deal with those sorts of boys for the whole of your life if you choose to, that he has to put up with at school. Stuart, lovely to talk to you this morning. Stuart Barry, Hobart-based ethical finance expert and author of Rich Greenie. Lovely to talk to you, Stuart.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning.